Sure, yeah, I'm not sure either.
But he is down here in Florida from New Jersey, and he joins us on the phone. We were hoping that he was going to join us here in the press box at Charlotte County Stadium, but that's not the case. He's joining us from his hotel on the phone. Ribby Paltz. Good morning, Ribby.
Hey, damn, man. What do you say, Georgie?
Hey, Ribby.
What's so funny?
I couldn't make it down to that press box I got down there in Port Charlotte. But I'm down, you know, I'm stuck up here in my hotel room. I'm staying over here at Marge's bed and breakfast, where you go to bed with Marge and the next morning she'll fix your breakfast.
Oh, God. What a seedy place.
Yeah, but so you guys been watching the Ranger down there, huh?
Yeah, I've been watching the Rangers.
Yeah, we hope you have, too. That's what we paid for you to come down here and scout spring training out for us.
Yeah, I've been down here for a couple weeks. I haven't made it out to the stadium yet, but I hear it's pretty.
Oh, it's a beautiful stadium.
How can you not make it out to the stadium? You've been here 2 weeks. There's nothing else to do in Port Charlotte.
Well, you know, Port Charlotte is actually my kind of place here. I got a few good bars down here, and you got all the blue hairs you could shake a stick at. And so I've been knocking boots with just about every woman this side of the Mississippi that collects Social Security.
Come on, Ribby.
See, why do you get bogged down in talking about stuff like that when we're just trying to talk a little baseball and sports with you?
Well, it is a great place down there, the Port Charlotte Stadium. I've heard a lot about it. I hear it's a great family atmosphere. A lot of the players invite their families down there, and, you know, they'll have all the daddies and the aunties and their mamas down there.
Yeah, that's true.
They come out to the stadium and have a good time, and you get to watch some good baseball. And, of course, the people down in Port Charlotte, they don't get to see too much of the baseball except for spring training, so it's real good for them.
So, do you have any of your family down here?
No, my family doesn't speak to me that middle man, so I wasn't able to bring them down here. But, I wish I could, because I do miss my family so. And, I have about four or five illegitimate children. They don't say a word to me anymore. And, of course, my dearly departed mama. She might come down here. She'd be disappointed in me anyway. But, I tell you, the team playing man that the Ranger has is really good for the Ranger. They're going to be doing good the way they catch the ball, and then they'll throw it to the infield, and that'll be good. And then they go around and do something and get broken down into the
house
and make the
house
stand up on
the end. What? Well, I didn't get any of that. But, you know, you are right about the whole family atmosphere down here. A lot of the players bring their family. We just had Will Clark on with us this morning. He said his mom and I think his mother-in-law are going to be down this week.
Yeah, no, that's good for him. And this, I tell you, this is a big spring training. I think this is the mamma of all spring training. Hey, you boys been filling out your bracket?
Yeah, we have.
Yes, we got it filled out. How about you?
Yeah, it's getting to be Final Four time.
That's right.
In a little while.
That's right.
And, you know, Georgie?
Uh-huh.
Are you filling out your bracket with your mama?
No, I filled it out by myself, Ribby.
Well, today I went out with Fernando Tatis the other day, and we went actually fishing with this guy named Captain Ralph.
Yeah, hey. That's who we're going with today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun until I got so drunk I fell out of the boat, and the damn alligator bit my foot in two. Damn alligator, it took them like 4 hours to reattach my foot, but they didn't have to give me anesthesia because I had so much Jack and Coke in me that I didn't feel a thing.
Now, was that a male alligator or a female alligator?
Well, there was about four baby alligators swimming behind us, so I'm thinking that it was an alligator mama.
Yeah, it must have been. Must have been a female alligator.
Hey, did you boys know I'm coming out with a whole album of sports songs?
No,
really?
Yeah, I'm going to have some country songs on there, like Mama Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be the Cowboy. And some hard rock tunes like Mama We're All Crazy Now.
But I'll tell you,
my favorite, Too Hard to Handle by the Black Crow. And
Oh, wow.
Heard that tune?
Yeah, I've heard that, but I've never heard you sing it.
It's a great old sports song. Oh, you want to hear me sing it, Georgie?
Yeah, I'd love to hear you sing it.
I don't see how it's a sports song.
Baby, stay right there, have a bed up on your feet. Please let baby let me ride your candy, because me and me, I'm so hard to handle now.
Okay, Ribby, thanks. Hey, I'll tell you what, we'll be looking for that CD in the stores soon, huh?
Yeah, look for it soon. And remember, I think coming up in May, don't we have a special day?
Yes.
You know what it is?
Oh, it's Mother's Day.
That's right. That's where we pay tribute and respect to all our beloved mamas. All right, boys, say hello to your
Okay. Bye, Ribby.
Bye, Ribby. All right, that's Ribby Paltz, brought to you by Man's Best Friend. For a well-trained dog, it's Man's Best Friend.
Sports Radio 13.